Welcome. Our Given Purpose is on the air at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, and TuneIn. Today's podcast titled Free in Christ comes to us from the book of Galatians. I am Tori, your host and founder of OurGivenPurpose.com, which is a faith-based Christian website. The goal of each podcast is to encourage you to read and apply the Word of God. Finding our given purpose within God's plan means we first need to identify what is blocking us. We can resist God's guidance because of arrogance, anger, pride, or fear. The command to love one another, love ourselves, and love God will show in our thoughts, words, and actions. Please feel free to share this and other episodes with your friends via social media. You can find us at Our Given Purpose on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Thank you for tuning in and sharing my journey as a woman of faith on this Thursday, 4th of July, 2019. Independence Day. In 1775, people in New England began fighting the British for their independence. On July 2, 1776, the Congress secretly voted for independence from Great Britain. 2 days later, on July 4th, the final wording of the Declaration of Independence was approved and the document was published. The first public reading of the Declaration of Independence was on July 8, 1776. Independence Day is a patriotic holiday for celebrating the positive aspects of the United States. Many politicians appear at public events to show their support for the history, heritage, and people of our country. Above all, the people here in the United States express and give thanks for the freedom and liberties fought by the first generation of many of today's Americans. The Statue of Liberty is a national monument that is associated with Independence Day. For Christians or Christ followers, we see the cross as our symbol of independence, our freedom from sin. This is the way we enter into eternity. Christ Jesus paid for our sins on the cross. He, our God, came to this earth in human form in order to redeem his people to him. We, as his sons and daughters, enjoy a right relationship with him, Christ Jesus, our Lord, and we see the world through a different lens. Our symbols are not the carved man-made images, but the crimson blood that was shed for our sins. The liquid which stains our flesh because of our sinful nature is washed away and made white as snow because of God's great mercy, love, and kindness. Today, I am breaking from our normal format and will read Galatians chapter 5 and 6, Paul's letter to the church in Galatia. We are made for more. The wisdom and understanding Yahweh our Lord provides us through his word opens our hearts and eyes to receive that which was already bought and paid for. I celebrate my freedom, our freedom in Christ our Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your spirit. I humbly submit to your will. Thank you, dear brothers and sisters, for listening and allowing the word of God to be read. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. Hello, Purposeful Family. Galatians chapter 5 and 6, New Living Translation. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Listen, I, Paul, tell you this. If you are counting on circumcision to make you right with God, then Christ will be of no benefit to you. I'll say it again. If you are trying to find favor with God by being circumcised, you must obey every regulation in the whole law of Moses. For if you are trying to make yourselves right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. You have fallen away from God's grace. But we who live by the Spirit eagerly wait to receive by faith the righteousness God has promised to us. For when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, there is no benefit in being circumcised or being uncircumcised. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. You were running the race so well. Who has held you back from following the truth? It certainly isn't God, for he is the one who called you to freedom. This false teaching is like a little yeast that spreads through the whole batch of dough. I am trusting the Lord to keep you from believing false teachings. God will judge that person, whoever he is, who has been confusing you. Dear brothers and sisters, if I were still preaching that you must be circumcised, as some say I do, why am I still being persecuted? If I were no longer preaching salvation through the cross of Christ, no one would be offended. I just wish that those troublemakers who want to mutilate you by circumcision would mutilate themselves. For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. But if you are always biting and devouring one another, watch out. Beware of destroying one another. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear: sexual immorality, impurity, lustful desires, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. Galatians 6. Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important. Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. For we are each responsible for our own conduct. Those who are taught the Word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. Notice what large letters I use as I write these closing words in my own handwriting. Those who are trying to force you to be circumcised want to look good to others. They don't want to be persecuted for teaching that the cross of Christ alone can save. And even those who advocate circumcision don't keep the whole law themselves. They only want you to be circumcised so they can boast about it and claim you as disciples. As for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died. It doesn't matter whether we have been circumcised or not. What counts is whether we have been transformed into a new creation. May God's peace and mercy be upon all who live by this principle. They are the new people of God. from now on, don't let anyone trouble me with these things, for I bear on my body the scars that I show I belong to Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Galatians chapter 5 and 6, New Living Translation. Let us pray. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you're tired and you're thirsty, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place, showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom. Through you, the blind will see. Through you, the mute will sing. Through you, the dead will rise. Through you, all hearts will praise. Through you, the darkness flees. Through you, my heart screams, I am free. Lord, we are free. Love came down and rescued us. Love came down and set us free. We are yours, Lord, forever yours. Thank you, Holy Heavenly Father, for this space and this opportunity to give you praise that we are free indeed. We are free in you. Lord, we humbly submit our lives to you that we may continue to walk in a righteous path towards you in our purpose for you. Lord, let us be covered by your blood and recognize your symbol of the cross, your symbol of blood, that you alone are worthy to be praised, that your life is what we need to look to, that Christ Jesus walking on this earth is who we need to imitate. Because of him, we are able to come to you in prayer, that we can seek you in wisdom and in faith, and we can trust in you, your holy word, to guide us and to keep us. Lord, we thank you for this and every opportunity. In your name I pray, amen. Did you know each time you listen and subscribe to a podcast, you are letting these internet streets know that you value quality Christian content? Yes, purposeful people, I need your support. We need your support. You can share this and other episodes via your social media platforms, email, or even text them. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts and help me and other podcasters earn income so we can stay on the airwaves. We know we are provided for by our Lord and Savior, but we must do our part. Whether you listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, or TuneIn, you are helping us continue to create content. Let's make Jesus famous to another generation. You've just listened to Free in Christ, the podcast. Thank you for sharing and subscribing to the platform of your choice. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. I invite you to subscribe to the website to receive weekly newsletters. Subscriptions are absolutely free. Please check the show notes for all the links. This is Tori of OurGivenPurpose.com.